Almighty God. Blessing, blessing, honor, and glory be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, He is Alpha and Omega, the first, the last. He'll be there when no one else is there for you. If you'll simply call on the name of the Lord, His presence will come in your situation. No matter where you're from, no matter who you are, no matter how rich or poor you are, our God will never fail you. He never changes. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Let's just love Him one more time all over the building. We serve an awesome God. All praise, honor, glory, blessing be to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. So glad you are here today. Welcome to Harvest Time Worship Center. Bump your neighbor and say, hey, you look good here. Hallelujah. We are growing. We have new faces everywhere. To all of our guests, welcome. Just make this your home. We accept you like you are. We love you like you are. We serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. Amen, amen, amen. He can do for you what man cannot do for you. Amen. The title of my sermon today, 12 Stones, 2 Sticks, and Strangers. 12 Stones, 2 Sticks, and Strangers. And I promise I'm going somewhere with that. Hallelujah. Isn't it just good to be here? Amen, amen. Several folks are out today on trips. They say it's Super Sunday. It is Super Sunday in the house of the Lord today. You can receive your miracle, your blessing, your healing today. Amen, amen. 12 stones, 2 sticks, and strangers. Let's go quickly to Joshua 4, verse 19. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty. That it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you above all else. Hallelujah. Guide each word that I speak in love and in your will today. I give you praise and glory in that precious name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus. Everyone said, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. 12 stones, 2 sticks, and strangers. I have with me today some stones. Let's see if we can get them all up here. 12 stones, 2 sticks, and strangers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got to go back and get some more from the waters here. Ha, I counted good this morning. They stacked them up. Make them where you can see them here. 12 stones, 2 sticks, and strangers. The 12 stones we're going to talk about today speak of past experiences. past experiences. The two sticks. I don't see two sticks. Let's find some sticks here. Ha, huh, look at here. I found two sticks. Sticks. 12 stones. Two sticks. And strangers. The two sticks here speaks of present expectations. Past experiences, present expectations, and the strangers speak of future establishment. Future establishment. Gilgal, in the passage of Scripture that we read in, was the first camp of Israel after they crossed the Jordan. According to Joshua 15 and 7, it lay to the north of the valley of Achor, and it formed a border between Judah and Benjamin. Here, the 12 stones taken from the bed of the river were set up by Joshua after the miraculous crossing of the Jordan. And here the people were circumcised before taking possession of the land. It was here that God told them in Joshua 5 and 12 that this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. At this point of time, the Passover was celebrated and the manna ceased. There are places in our lives, and this was a place in their lives that was a point of a new beginning. It was a fresh start. It was a point to be memorialized and to be remembered of, this is where we're going to start. There are places in our lives that become places of new beginnings. But after a while, if faith is kept in neutral in your life as a Christian, Christian development is put on a perpetual hold, and it will hold the place of a memorial, and that memorial will become a trap for you. God never intended for the children of Israel to stay at Gilgal, or for Gilgal to become a permanent residence for the ark or for the people of God. It was a starting point. It was a place to be remembered because it was the beginning of them crossing over into the promised land. He did not want the leadership of Israel to make this their headquarters. Likewise, God does not intend for us as Christians and in a Christian victory of life to merely retire after we have the revelation of who God is and we have the plan of salvation. We are not just to build up a memorial of what God used to do in our life. And, well, here's where I got the Holy Ghost, although that is important. I can take you to Irvington Christian Academy in Houston, Texas on a Thursday afternoon at 2:30 devotion, where I got the gift of the Holy Ghost standing about right here in that auditorium. January 15th, 1985. It was a great day in my life. But I could not stay in that moment, in that time, in that place for the rest of my life. It is a memorial. It is a memory for me that I'll never forget. But if I had stayed there, you wouldn't know me. I wouldn't be here. Amen. 12 stones, two sticks, and strangers. If we are not careful, we reach into the chilly waters of momentary success and we pull out the 12 stones or memorial points of our lives and we build a house around that and we begin to live there. Well, it used to be like this. Well, I remember when we used to have all night prayer. I remember when I got my first job. I remember as the years have begun to pass me by, I had all of my hair. Most of you don't have that problem. I'm still holding on to the few strands I have left. I'm trying not to get shiny, but my wife says you can see a ring around there. It's going to go. I'm happy, though, because I made it to 34, and I still have something up there. The rest of them are bald. God doesn't put... What's that? What's that saying? Hallelujah. It's okay to have a memorial. It's okay to have a memory. It's okay to have a success. It's okay to stack up the stones like the children of Israel did. Look at there. September 8th, 2006. I got married. She said yes. That's a memory I'll never forget. Oh, there was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. April 15th, 1978. I came into the world. It's a memory. It's a good memory. I just know I'm here. Ooh, look at there. I got me a Jeep Wrangler in 1994. Hard top with AC. Drove it till 2001. I had bought a new truck in 99 and I didn't need it anymore, so I sold it for over half of what I paid for it with 165,000 miles on it. That was a good memory. Ooh, look at this memory. We got the blinds up in the house. And while leaving the house, hallelujah, while exiting the house and shutting the door, Brother Dew says, hang on a second. He opens the door and screams in, hallelujah! I'll never forget that. That's a good memory. It is. I got to go bass fishing for the first time. I caught a bass. I'm not skilled like some of you fishers are. Saltwater fishing, I can hold my own. I killed my first deer. Boy, it's a memory. I got my first paycheck. I got my first pet. His name was Bo. Oh, Bo got ran over. That really happened. Sorry, no good neighbor. Touch him, Jesus. Memories. It's okay to have a memory. It's okay to remember the successes that God has granted you and the promotion, or maybe it's a new outfit, or maybe you finished school, or maybe you got an A on a test, or maybe your family has come together and God has put back some things that were broken in your life, and you want to remember that. Build a memorial. Why do we have these memories? So when the children ask, why are these stones here? We can come back and say, because God is the mighty God. And God allowed us to cross over the Jordan. He allowed us to move and advance our territory. Here's a memory. It's a good memory. I wasn't being a good boy. But I walked in my house, my parents' house. My mom and dad were on their knees in the living room. And I was slipping in. I didn't think anybody could hear me. My mom and daddy were praying for me. That was the night that I decided I didn't want to be a bad boy anymore. I wanted to make somebody that cared so much about me that would pray at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning for me. I'll never forget that memory. That was the night I decided, God, I'm not going to run from your call anymore. Stacked it up. And I made a memory so I could look back God has done for me. 12 stones, 2 sticks, and strangers. Do you have any victories in your life? Can I see your hands? Do you have any good memories in your life? Things that God has blessed you with. That it just excites me that so many hands went up. God has been good to us. Never forget where we've come from. Never forget who we are. But we cannot live in the past. You cannot live on a past paycheck that you've already spent. It would be nice, but it's not going to happen. The money is gone. So what do you have to do? You have to advance your territory and bring in more. Then you can live off of that paycheck and the next paycheck and the next paycheck. Suddenly our past becomes more than a place of thanksgiving. If we're not careful, it will become a place of restriction. If all I ever live in is my past memories and my past successes and or failures, we begin to limit God because we relax in the past performance of our life. We relish the great revivals of yesteryear. We polish the trophies of former glory days and smile with contentment. Gilgal became a realm of idolatry and a shrine of worship rather than a simple remembrance for the children of Israel. Future prophets would rise up and rebuke Israel for this immoral behavior. Hosea 9 and 15, all their wickedness in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. See, they turned it into something it shouldn't have been. You can't live in the past. You learn from the past. You're proud of things that you've accomplished in your past, but you've got to press towards the future. Amos 5:5, but seek not Bethel nor enter into Gilgal and pass not to Bathsheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity and Bethel shall come to naught. The point is, we have got to thank God for past victories and memories in our life and share them and use them as an example to teach and to bring our young people and our children and people that are coming in from the world into a relationship with God. I can look back and I can say, sir, ma'am, no, I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God. No, I don't have all the answers, but I promise you, if you'll get in the Word of God, He will reveal Himself to you and give you the answers that you need. Let me pray with you. Let me fast with you. Let me read the Word with you.